This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
COVID-19 clusters are surging in the Midwest as cases continue to soar nationwide. Coronavirus cases have jumped more than 50% in 2 weeks in Illinois.
If you're getting tired and you've let your guard down, now is the time to pick it back up.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, Dr. Michelle Prickett with Northwestern Memorial Hospital adding,
"We feel like professional soccer goalies just trying to keep people safe until their bodies can recover. And it's fine for us to do that when we have a couple balls coming at us. But when it comes to 100, you can't keep all those balls out."
That audio, courtesy of NBC's Today Show, stimulus deal talks between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are expected to resume later today. Both sides saying progress was made on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump is continuing his push in battleground states by holding a rally in North Carolina on Wednesday. On Tuesday, the president was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, you got to get out and vote. You know, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing. If you want depression, doom, and despair, vote for Sleepy Joe Biden. And boredom.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with no scheduled events on Wednesday. On Tuesday, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris held a virtual fundraiser.
As Joe Biden always says, the thing that is at stake, reigning over all of it, is the soul of America.
Mortgage demand from homebuyers is down for the fourth week in a row. Purchase applications fell 2% last week, but remains 26% higher than a year ago. Applications to refinance current mortgages edged up 0.2% and are 74% higher than this time last year. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
President Trump's campaign says a last-minute change to the debate rules won't stop him from going head-to-head against Joe Biden. President Trump telling Fox News he's already no fan of the debate commission.
The whole thing is crazy. This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary, and they did it on purpose. Look, these people are not good people, this commission. A lot of funny things go on with them.
Tens of millions of people will vote by mail this year. Many mail-in ballots will be rejected. In most cases, mismatched signatures are the reason for it. The majority of states use a human to make a comparison to the one on file from when you sign for your driver's license. Ballot officials were not able to read this lady's signature. She tells Fox News,
"I did sign it. I used my Circle K signature. Well, my DMV signature is not much better."
And as far as what happens if your signature is unable to be verified, this Los Angeles County election official says,
We have to notify the voter. We send out a letter to the voter, and they have an opportunity to cure that issue. If it's a missing signature, it's very easy. They sign that, comes back, we open the envelope. If it is a mismatched signature, they have to sign an affidavit that says, I am that person, and they have to send that back to us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And with us, the one and only James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst and counselor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. You know, President Trump was actually in the Golden State on the left coast recently.
Yes.
And to everyone's surprise, I mean, an amazing amount of people, thousands of people showed up all along the motorcade route on surface streets with, you know, Trump signs and flags and hats. This is mostly in Los Angeles, but leading all the way down to Orange County, to Newport Beach. Just amazing. As a matter of fact, there's people talking about California turning red.
Wow.
Now, I don't, that's a kind of a long shot, but there are some house races in California, and the president, it was here for a fundraiser, but visiting here and ginning up enthusiasm can only help these house races, and there is a possibility that if enough of the house races go the way,
exactly,
that we'd have Speaker McCarthy instead of Speaker Pelosi.
Yeah, we have to have that, James. I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump is to get 4 more years and he still has to deal with Nancy Pelosi, who made it known the other day she hasn't spoken to the president in a year? Are you kidding me? I mean, all that she's done to undermine, resist this presidency, and to resist the will of 63 million voters. And here we are, even at a standstill in trying to get support for people who've been affected wrongly by this COVID-19, and she's standing on ceremony. I mean, come on. I mean, even her own party is starting to step away from her to say, look, at you know, we need to send help, you know, to the American people. You're holding the purse strings up, you know, for what? You know, let's take the money. We'll argue another day for the rest of it.
Well, it's obviously politics. It's obviously election politics. The Democrats don't want President Trump to get credit for anything, especially right before the election. But unfortunately for them, Trump is ready. He's got an executive order ready. He's going to get credit no matter what she does.
Right.
And even more so, President Trump is going to get credit for transforming the Supreme Court.
Without a doubt.
Because Amy Coney Barrett will be confirmed, will become Justice Barrett, a fantastic justice. It will tip the balance based on the will of the American people in 2016, both and 2018, because the American people chose to leave the Senate in the hands of the GOP, and in 2016 chose not to have President Hillary Clinton. who still is out there, by the way, trying to cause trouble. She, you know, who had her own scandal, many people believe should have been indicted, was protected by James Comey. Is out there pointing the finger at others.
Yes. Well, and this thing, what we're finding out with some of the emails that are coming out, the unredacted reporting, you know, coming through that the people should be made aware of. I mean, we know that Hillary Clinton bought, sold, and conjoined with the Obama administration to undermine then-candidate Trump with this Russian collusion narrative. And this goes right into the Oval Office that Barack Obama, his fingerprints were all over endorsement. And you have even, you know, quoting, because they've got this, I guess, on audio as well, Joe Biden saying that, you know, we can take Flynn down through the Logan Act. So they're corrupt to high heaven, and all we can hope, James, is that enough people, and maybe they've already got it and they've got the memo and they realize that whether you're talking about China, Ukraine, just go down the list, that the Biden empire is corrupt to all get out. And of course, this was reinforced even more so with the discovery of this laptop that Rudy Giuliani has, that we found out that you know, almost a year ago, the FBI has had in their hands, and no reveal whatsoever. What's all that about?
Yeah, so, and here we go again, deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra said. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff, the corrupt, absolutely zero credibility Adam Schiff, once again brings up the worn Russia gambit, claiming that this story, sourced in the New York Post, is, quote, Russian disinformation, which made me think about Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysis, who came up with the term projection. Mm-hmm. And we've never seen political projection like in tactics the way it's been used in recent days by the Democrats. But this is a form of projection pointing and claiming that there's some sort of corruption involved with Russia in this laptop. By the way, the computer store owner, who is not working with Russia, mm-hmm. has a signed receipt from one Hunter Biden with a signature on it. The people who received the emails, many have come forward, said, yeah, I received the emails. Mm-hmm. And Hunter Biden's own attorney sent a letter asking the computer repair person to return Hunter Biden's computer, that acknowledging that he's the owner.
That,
as a matter of
exactly.
fact, there are three laptops involved, and this deals with one of them, and there's another laptop of a partner of Hunter Biden that now the current Ukrainian prosecutor, one that Biden was unable to get fired because he was out of office, mm-hmm. has in his possession, that has thousands of emails. And this is still a developing story, because we're talking not only about tens of thousands of emails, about videos, about pictures. And there are reports that the material that's on these videos and on these emails, which are in the hands of the Communist Chinese Party, reports say, that they were going to use this to control a Biden presidency, which is why the official media organs of the Communist Chinese are on record all but endorsing Joe Biden. Because as the president points out, Joe Biden, first of all, there's a question of whether he has any mental acuity left, the way he's constantly fading in and out.
Right.
But in addition, he sold out the country so badly, and his son has been compromised so badly, and emails indicate that he received some of the money, that Joe Biden is no longer able to conduct the affairs of the United States of America, because our enemies have too much information they could blackmail him with, and therefore he has disqualified himself
What kind of legal jeopardy is he in, James?
And also his lack of veracity. Because
right.
On the record, over and over again, he has claimed that he never, first of all, he didn't know
right.
about yeah. Hunter Biden getting this corrupt money. And secondly, that he never had meetings with people in the company, all of which we now know are untrue, blatantly untrue.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Profession Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with James Herson, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, continues. James, this whole issue with Hunter Biden, I mean, according to Judicial Watch, they did a deep dive on this, discovered with the travel records of Air Force Two, which is Air Force One, it only becomes Air Force Two when the vice president is on the plane, that Hunter Biden was on the plane with his father in excess of 800 times. I mean, this guy was so cheap, he couldn't even pay for, with all the money that he was getting, the millions of dollars, do you think that he could buy his own plane ticket? Nope. Well, we're going to, you know, we're going to hitch a ride with good old dad, the big guy, and go in and meet with all these, you know, whether the Chinese communists or Ukrainians, whatever it is, wherever, they're going to follow the money. And you're going to tell me with all that time that he spent with dad on Air Force Two that they had no discussion whatsoever about business? You got to be kidding me.
Oh, you know, no one believes that. Look, he did a lot of traveling because each day we find more countries that he was involved in corruption, in addition to Ukraine, Kazakhstan, China, other countries. So this guy had to do a lot of traveling so his father could sell out the country so that he became the bag man for the money for Joe Biden, because his emails suggest he was kicking back money to Joe Biden. That
exactly.
Is something that has to be.
Well, how else could Joe Biden amass the money that he's amassed on a public service salary?
Yeah, I mean, supposedly what the answer the mainstream media says, well, it's speaking fees, so people can listen to him say, well, the thing. But you know, the truth is, of course, we now know that the corruption of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden runs so deep that the whole impeachment charade that took place at the end of last year and the beginning of this year was itself a projection, distraction, cover-up.
Yes, exactly.
It was an attempt to cover up that very thing that Rudy Giuliani became the recipient of now. And the amount of evidence, the amount of corroborated evidence seems to grow with each passing day. Mm-hmm. And what Twitter and Facebook did in censoring this performed the opposite reaction. They took a story, the mainstream media would have ignored it, and because they censored it, because they blocked the New York Post's account, because they blocked Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary of the United States, blocked her account, what they did was pour kerosene on the fire, make this story gigantic.
Exactly.
Because it can't be stopped.
Does this kill their 230 law?
I think it will eventually. I think it must. Mm-hmm. Because how can they claim to be a neutral conduit of information?
Yeah, they're no longer a utility. Yeah, they're a publisher.
The users are the publishers. We're not the editors. We're not the publishers. Oh, really? They are the editors. So they've obviously calculated, or maybe they're completely stupid, but they've calculated that they risk losing 230. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that many in the tech community buy the polls, and they think that the Democratic Party is just going to take over the government. And since they believe they own the Democrats, that they're going to insulate themselves. Mm-hmm. I think they're in for a very rude awakening, because there are many people within the Democrat Party that would like to see big tech broken up. They would like to see Section 230 repealed. Don't forget, one huge constituency of the Democrats are the trial lawyers.
Yes.
Do you think the trial lawyers are going to say, oh, no, we don't want to have a whole bunch of new lucrative lawsuits against tech companies? No way. No. Trial lawyers want 230.
They're like buzzards hanging on the telephone wire, just waiting to swoop on down. James, so basically what you're telling me is here we thought we were protecting Hillary Clinton, but maybe we were, you know, thinking the wrong person. This is all part of this, you know, projection and deflection that it, when it all came down to it, is that where we were protecting the Biden family and the Obamas.
Well, I do think that the Russia collusion hoax, which hatched from the mind of Hillary Clinton, and the whole Fusion GPS Christopher Steele investigation, harassment of President Trump, that was a projection, distraction, defense to protect Hillary. But the Ukrainian impeachment hoax that Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff engineered, that was to protect the Biden family. Because, look, Joe Biden was always the choice of the Democrat establishment to be the nominee. And if Bernie Sanders looked like he was going to get it, they were going to rig it. And they did. Mm-hmm. And they got Joe the nomination, knowing what a flawed candidate he really is, what a cognitive decline he's been exhibiting. And they did it anyway because they wanted to stop Bernie Sanders. Now they're stuck with a very flawed candidate, perhaps even more flawed than Hillary Clinton.
Well, what does this say about Clyburn? Because Clyburn was the one that put him over the top, right?
Well,
does this compromise Clyburn?
Only from the point of view of what Clyburn has always been. He's always been a party man. He always takes orders. And all he was doing was following the establishment's orders. You know, look, they threaten their people with defunding. Mm-hmm. That's how they hold over them that stick. And who knows? Who knows if they have more?
Right.
But the fact is, that's the way the establishment wanted it. And I believe, just based on a lot of anecdotal data, based on the idea of the silent majority, I think this is shaping up. President Trump clearly has the momentum. Mm-hmm. He's doing two or more rallies a day. The amount of Democrats that are attending these rallies are between 25-30%.
Is it up that high? I thought it was like 15-20, but it's even higher than that.
No, it's grown in certain areas. It's grown.
Yeah.
And then the support in the minority community, the people that are walking away, you know, the latest being Ice Cube, the rapper Answer, who's now working directly with President Trump. And he's just said he can't believe the backlash that he's getting. Well, the fact is there's a broader and bigger support in especially the black community, the Hispanic community, and surprisingly, the gay community. Richard Grenell is going to the gay community. So Donald Trump is reaching into constituencies that Republicans never dared to tread.
Well, the fact that he even went to California, James, like you said. And my brother, who's out in Studio City, had been telling me that rallies there, San Diego, that sort of thing, had been going on for months. And I was especially excited that President Trump did not let go of California, that he's the president of all 50 states of America, and he's gone there. I mean, the only thing that's missing is Hawaii, but I guess Hirono still has it shut down, maybe.
There are 10 House races in California, many of them well-funded with really good candidates that perhaps wasn't the case last time. And the Republican Party in California is fighting back using their own legal ballot harvesting to fight the Democrats, which they did not do before. So, and there seems to be a momentum. And many of these are first time, I think they practically all of them are first time Democrat House members who kind of snuck in 2018 when there wasn't a presidential election. Can you imagine if there was a sweep of all 10?
Oh, no question.
Then it wouldn't been a
few. And the people got to feel they got worked, James, because they told the people that they were moderate, they were not going to impeach the president, and they get elected, and they abused the vote of the people. Now, the other thing that I think is very fascinating, we've got about a minute left here, I'll let you comment on this. How many women in the Republican Party that you have running for office? I mean, this is the largest class of women running for a Republican, you know, for a seat to represent the Republican Party. Incredible.
Yeah, and it's organic. We have more women running for Republican offices and more minorities as well. Mm-hmm. And really attractive, telegenic, well-spoken, well-informed, very strong candidates.
Exactly.
Absolutely amazing.
And well, I think. Okay. Well, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but this is the way it goes. This is the way Bill and James run. We just don't have enough time. Until next week.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! With no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New COVID-19 clusters are surging in the Midwest as cases continue to soar nationwide. Coronavirus cases have jumped more than 50% in 2 weeks in Illinois.
If you're getting tired and you've let your guard down, now is the time to pick it back up.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. Dr. Michelle Prickett with Northwestern Memorial Hospital adding,
"We feel like professional soccer goalies just trying to keep people safe until their bodies can recover. And it's fine for us to do that when we have a couple balls coming at us. But when it comes to 100, you can't keep all those balls out."
That audio, courtesy of NBC's Today Show, stimulus deal talks between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are expected to resume later today. Both sides saying progress was made on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, fighting for freedom nonstop, 24-7, that's what we're all about. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action and a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, good morning.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you.
Always good. I enjoy our time together. But before we talk about the complaint that you filed with the Federal Election Commission, very important there against Twitter, want to get your read here on Amy Coney Barrett. Boy, I'll tell you, it looks like it looks pretty good. I mean, even American polling is indicating that America wants Amy Coney Barrett on the Supreme Court.
That is actually true. The polling looks really good for her, and I think that America watched her in action last week, and I think they were like me. I'd like to see her on the court, and I think they can tell that she's very well reasoned, well thought out. She is not going into serving on the court with any attitude other than one that respects the rule of law. And by that, I mean she's going to look at the law as it is written and apply the Constitution to it rather than making law on the bench.
Are there tea leaves to look at here relevant to the election coming up? Because of the favorability, yes, she's eminently qualified, and yes, this is a nominee from Donald Trump. Does this give us any indication as to the growing favorability of this president and may portend for something positive in terms of his reelection? What do you think?
I sure hope so, but I don't actually have a crystal ball, so I just never know how to make those kind of predictions. Mm-hmm. I hope that it does give a very clear and good indication that things are going to work out well for Donald Trump on election night. But I don't take anything for granted, and our super PAC is working round the clock to help reelect him.
Yeah, I think it's for me, I read it as a good sign, Jenny Beth, only because if, for all the negativity that's put out there about Donald Trump and, of course, what happened recently with the squashing of the Washington Post, story on Hunter Biden and how conservatives have continued to be attacked, I believe big tech is really coming under the scrutiny, and I don't think they're going to be able to hold on to this exemption any longer. I mean, the rules have to change. If Joe Biden is elected, then big tech will continue, and they will continue big time on this road of oppression and censorship that they've been on.
I think that is absolutely correct. They have been emboldened to censor views that are different than their political views. They are I think that the radical left who claims to be so open-minded is actually very closed-minded and is so afraid of the other side sharing their ideas and having a different opinion than them that they want to just completely silence any different opinion. And that is certainly what we are seeing from the big tech companies out of Silicon Valley.
Yeah, and the bottom line of all this, Jenny Beth, and we've been maintaining this, is that even Jordan Peterson says this, that you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And this is what the Democrats and those on the left that are so ideologically fixed are finding themselves, they're in a coffee clutch with people of the same mind. And as we know, if you're filled with a room of people with the same opinion, many of you are redundant and unnecessary to the conversation. And this is what's happening to them. I mean, their blades are becoming rather dull when it comes to debating. So the only thing they know to do is, hey, we don't want to argue the points. We just want to invalidate you and shut you up and cancel you, right?
That is exactly right. That is what we are seeing. And as they do this, they're actually violating, in our opinion, they are violating some of the campaign finance laws that exist right now. For instance, when we saw the way that Twitter shut down what the New York Post posted last week, we wound up just yesterday filing a Federal Election Commission complaint against Twitter, because it seems that the way that they shut down the information from the New York Post about Hunter Biden and his emails and the newly discovered computer that belonged to Hunter Biden is giving preferential treatment to the Biden campaign, and it amounts to an in-kind contribution.
Exactly. And they're talking about
And a corporation cannot give an in-kind contribution to a campaign. They could make an independent expenditure for stuff as such, but they have not filed any independent expenditure either. So they're violating the federal election.
Jenny Beth,
to us.
Yeah, Jenny Beth, and I appreciate the activity, and the movement on this, for you to be proactive. But we know the wheels of government, especially the election, Federal Election Commission, they move very slowly, just as they did when the Tea Party organizations, conservative groups were attacked. Thank you very much, Lois Lerner. And still, some of those have not been healed. It is a slow process, but nonetheless, it puts them on notice because, the government being what it is, we're in the middle. We're days away from this election. People are voting right now, and Twitter is pretty much getting away with this.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. This is not going to be something that winds up being corrected before the election. We understand that. We went ahead and filed it anyway because we think it is so important that it cannot go unchallenged, and we're going to continue to watch it and to see it through. We have filed one other Federal Election Commission complaint in our history, and we were successful in that, but it took like 4 years before we had resolution on it.
Well, and this is part of the challenge, but the American people, are grateful that the Tea Party Patriots Foundation is taking the lead on this, because even though it'll take 4 years down the road to get resolution and remedy, we still need to make them take notice notice, because there's going to be other complaints that are going to come up naturally, and they get compounded to where the Federal Election Commission, the FEC, has to act on this. But the danger that we run into is if the American people put the Democrats in charge, then forget it. This stuff is going to just go away, which is what they had hoped would happen with all the Hillary Clinton emails, the Joe Biden shenanigans in China, the big guy being what he is. What the Democrats want to do is put a lid not only on Joe Biden's campaign, as they've been doing every day. Can you imagine? I mean, here we are. We're days away, and he's called time out, and he stayed in his basement. Well, I mean, who does this?
It is the most bizarre thing I've ever seen, Bill. I don't understand why you would just say, well, I'm going to just take time off of my campaign and not do anything for 3.5 days, 2 weeks before the election. It is very bizarre, and it does not make a lot of sense to me. And the only thing that I can think is that he simply does not want to answer questions about Hunter Biden, and they think the best way to do that is to hide. We don't need presidents who are afraid to answer questions. They need to be able to address the questions head on. And you can like President Trump or not like President Trump. One thing you cannot say about him is that he is afraid to answer questions. You might not like his questions, but he'll sit there and take question after question after question after question from reporters.
Right, exactly. And I think it's unfair in a sense that here we've got this final debate coming up tomorrow night, and you're really asking the president to do the media's job, are you not?
That is exactly right. And you certainly cannot count, based on what we saw from the first debate and then from the town halls last week, you cannot expect that the moderator is going to be tough at all on Joe Biden. They will have on kid gloves around Joe Biden, and they will be taking strikes at Donald Trump. So he will, yet again, I think, have to debate two people, not just one, at the debate.
Well, let me tell you this. If they ask a silly question like they asked the other day, I'm turning it off. I don't care what kind of milkshake Joe Biden is drinking. That is not something that I want to hear about. I want to get a better idea on his position on packing the court, which, oh yeah, by the way, the latest poll said only a third of America agreed with him. So once again, the Democrats are pushing policies that 70% of America says they're not interested in buying.
That is exactly right. And I just hope people pay attention to the future that we will have with Donald Trump rather than Joe Biden and vote for Trump.
It is a clear binary choice, no doubt about it. Jenny Beth, how can people be in touch with you?
TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Get involved. We need all hands on deck to save our country.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items, and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
"We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle."
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, "Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50," or, "Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas." Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday- for more information.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we got them all for you because this is a radio show of five and four and by and of and all that good stuff. You know that thing. And for we the people, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, great to have you with us. Hey, what is it with the Commission on Presidential Debates? They don't want to talk about foreign policy. So what are we going to end up with? Rachel Maddow moderating and the only thing they can talk about is the flavor of milkshakes? I'm just asking. Rick Manning joins us now, and Rick, of course, is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, I mean, is this the most provocative thing we can talk about is the flavor of your milkshake?
Well, I think they're going to talk about – they're going to have a list of things that they're going to accuse the president of doing, and they're going to say, you've got 5 minutes to respond. And that'll be the substance of the debate. You know, the obvious reason why the debate commission doesn't want, and the Biden campaign desperately doesn't want, to talk about foreign policy, because when you talk about foreign policy, you have to talk about most wealthy woman in Moscow giving Hunter $3.5 million. You have to talk about Burisma. You have to talk about the China deal, which emails indicate Joe Biden got 10% of,
right,
directly into his pocket. Other emails indicate he got 50% of the take anything Hunter made. And given his expanded wealth over the last 3 years, and the number of pieces of real estate he's purchased in recent history, it's really difficult not to believe that he has been a prime beneficiary of a lot of this malfeasance. And so, no, they don't want to talk about that. Yeah. They don't want to talk about the deal, the peace deals with Israel and Arab partners. They don't want to talk about those things. Why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Well, they don't want to talk about anything else that has to do with foreign policy. I mean, I kind of, you know, ironically enough, that the reason Barack Obama had chosen Biden as the vice president was because of his foreign policy chops, allegedly. But yet even, a member of the Obama team said that Biden's never got anything right when it comes to foreign policy. And so, he's obviously weak. He has a poor track record. And of course, then all this other mess between Hunter Biden and all. And again, Rick, what blows me away still is that the one thing that they constantly miss in this connection between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden was that he was on the plane with his father over 800 times. We're talking Air Force Two, going to all these foreign nations. I mean, there was a couple of dozen foreign nations that they visited, and I guess Hunter Biden, you know, had his carpet bags with him, and he'd go from country to country and just fill them up with the, you know, the money that they had to offer him.
Yeah, he was the bag man. There's no doubt. That's the exact right term. He was the bag man.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think they also want to avoid, though, and beyond the Hunter Biden problem, because, you know, there's a real substantive challenge here when it comes to China and what we're going to do with China.
Exactly.
And it's Americans really want our government to be tough on China. They're tired of the abuses. They're tired of the concentration camps. They're tired of child and slave labor. They're tired of forced organ harvesting. When they find out about forced organ harvesting, Americans go nuts about that. It's just, it's beyond belief.
Yeah.
They're tired of Christian churches being bulldozed. They're tired of the Uyghurs being put in concentration camps for their religion. Mm-hmm. They're tired of the Mongols being forced to lose their culture because the Chinese are attempting to eliminate their language. Every single thing that we see about China is negative and goes against American values. And that's why Joe Biden doesn't want to talk about them, because his whole career has been kneeling to China.
Mm-hmm.
His whole career has been opening up the doors to kneel to China. He, in fact, on the reason our Wall Street is so tied into China now is because Joe Biden in 2013 created a memorandum of understanding with China that allowed their companies to be on our markets without requiring any transparency for them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. By the way,
the same rules that we have to follow.
Exactly.
In terms of transparency.
Well, and speaking of China and all these human rights problems that they've had. I mean, more than problems. I mean, what they've done to the Uyghurs and that. I mean, here they are just recently reelected to the UN, you know, Human Rights Council. I mean,
Human Rights Commission. You got China. Basically, you have the worst actors in the world who are all in the Human Rights Commission, and they're coming and they sit there and point the finger at us and say that, oh, America needs to have human rights investigations by the United Nations. It is beyond belief, and quite honestly, with the only good thing about a lot of the institutions failing right now is that we may be able to get out of some of these institutions.
Yes.
And the idea of getting out of the United Nations is not a bad one. There's absolutely no reason to house a bunch of spies in New York City. We ought to let them be in Geneva and let the Swiss deal with them.
Yeah, exactly. And they can deal with all their unpaid parking tickets and traffic violations and everything. And why should we have to put up with it at the people's expense? Rick, regarding this debate, what's your advice to Donald Trump and how he deals with this issue of Hunter Biden? My thought is that he can use Hunter Biden just to open the door, but the focus really needs to be on the big guy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does have to be on the big guy, and it's a I think the president, quite honestly, I don't think the final dog has been heard in terms of the foreign policy discussion of whether it should be in the debate or not. But I predict that the president will talk about foreign policy in his opening remarks.
I'm sure
he'll talk about he'll say, you know, these are our successes. Mm-hmm. And he really needs to draw that sharp contrast on China. One thing I wanted to get in, and that is Senator Kelly Loeffler from Georgia did something 2 days ago that was amazing. Mm-hmm. She went off and reached out to the U.S. Department of Labor and really demanded that they work to curtail our Chinese investments out of our private investment funds, out of our private retirement funds. That's a huge step, because Kelly Loeffler is the most knowledgeable person on the financial services industry in the Senate. And so her to take that step is a huge, groundbreaking kind of step in terms of trying to divest ourselves from China. And doing that, and it just legitimizes the entirety of that work that I've been doing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited about it. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that we really had a breakthrough kind of event.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, and she's the one. I mean, who but her? I mean, she's the perfect candidate to do this. And, of course, I think this all but helps her in her efforts for reelection as well, right?
Well, I'm sure it does. But, you know, my focus on this is I don't know who's going to get elected in Georgia. What I know is we've got to divest our Wall Street from China. And if we don't succeed in doing that, we're going to continue capitalizing those who want to destroy us. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the existential threat to our country from a foreign policy perspective. And if we don't stop our retirement funds and Wall Street from capitalizing those who want to destroy us, they will succeed.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, the corruption issue is front and center. The Democrats and those, the corruptibles, can only hope that the Democrats would be elected into office and take over everything. So all this stuff would be, shoved under the carpet as has happened before. That has been the tradition. But this corruption is so out there. I mean, whether we're talking about the laptop, whether we're talking about what's happening with big tech and in-kind support of the Biden campaign, and I believe that issue of special government exemption, what is it, the 320?
It's Section 230. Yeah.
That's Section 230, there it is. Right.
And it was in the Communications Decency Act, in 1994.
That's got to go away. That's got to go away. I mean, because they're no longer a public utility. They're a publisher.
Well, they have become a publisher, and as a result, I don't think they have the safeguards that they think they do. There's some question whether or not the FCC can just say, you no longer qualify for these safeguards and take them away. Or if we need to do a full-scale congressional action, but Congress doesn't do anything, so that won't happen. Mm-hmm. The DOJ has now opened up an antitrust case against them, and the truth of the matter is we need to do both. We need to take away their platform neutrality exemptions, and we need to break them up and force them to compete, because the fact of the matter is Google, Facebook, Amazon, are all too large. And
exactly.
Twitter's got competition. Those other ones dominate their field so completely that if a competitor comes up, they just eat up the competitor. Who turns down $1 billion?
Right, exactly.
And so that's what's happened. They effectively swallow up all their competitors so that we don't have a competitive marketplace. What we have is a marketplace that's dominated by three big actors, and they are working in concert to try to manipulate our election process.
Well, the challenge is big money talks, and how much of that big money is in the pockets of the politicians that have to have some courage and take a stand against them?
Well, I know Donald Trump will, and the key is that's why antitrust matters. That's a judicial matter. That's out of DOJ, and that's and so it's a whole lot easier to see an antitrust action working rather than or an FCC action against their neutrality status,
right.
Their neutral status,
right.
Than seeing Congress taking action because. First of all, Nancy Pelosi remains the head of the Speaker of the House.
Lord,
She represents the Bay Area where most of these people are stationed. So she's not going to let anything happen in those regards. And
right. Well, we got less than a minute left here. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Amy Coney Barrett, boy, all the polling coming in, and boy, it looks... Looks only but roses for ACB. Going through the process, she'll be out of committee today or tomorrow, and then before the Senate, according to Mitch McConnell, come Monday, and definitely confirmed before Election Day.
She's somebody who really came through in the hearings. People loved her. People understood that she's qualified, and she would be a great jurist. And as a result, she's going to be Supreme Court Justice on Tuesday of next week.
She did this herself, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really
brilliant.
Yes.
It was her personality. If she'd had any kind of wavering, she hadn't been totally confident and totally competent, she would not have survived, but she was the right
person.
Thank you. It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.